to the basket, draws contact. He'll get the hoop and arm. Terry attacks off the dribble. His shot good in paint.
The stage is set. The players are ready. The fans have filled the stands. It's time to play some basketball. Today's game on WAXI is presented by
Ron Construction, Andrews Heating and Cooling, Park County REMC, Jackson Family of Dealerships, Future X Industries, Overpeck Gas, Rockville and Clinton IGA Stores, Clark Chevrolet, Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company, BJ's Electronics, Dale Warnick Chevrolet, Ryan Luce, State Farm Insurance, Valley Pro Construction, WTHI TV 10, Diverter Funeral Home, and Wallace Law Offices.
Welcome back to North Vermillion. Stephen, I believe you have the starting lineups for us.
Yep, absolutely do. Riverton Park will be your visitors here this evening. So in their Navy uniform, starting for them, are going to be four seniors and a freshman. Seniors Brittany App, Grace Farr, Mackenzie Sherman, and Kirby Martin. The young freshman in the lineup for them will be Caden Bennett, who has gotten significant minutes and has been a great contributor to the team throughout the year. For the Falcons, they're going to start two seniors, a junior, one sophomore, and a freshman. Two seniors this evening being Sierra Chevron and Kari Balding. Your junior is going to be number 22, Riley Dowers. Sophomore, Mackenzie Crowder, and freshman, Ava Martin.
Thank you, Stephen. A quick look at our Future X Industry scoreboard. Brownsburg over Terre Haute North, 63-31. At Southmont, Crawfords Hill with an 8-point lead in the fourth quarter over Southmont. Seeger knocks off Covington, 30-23. Western Boone was leading Monrovia at last report by three in the fourth quarter. Litton with a big win at North Knox, 45-34. And, of course, here Attica, 61, Faith Christian, 17. It'll be Ava Martin and Kirby Martin to jump center. It's going to be controlled by the Panthers. Far into the front court to Bennett. Bennett will work to her left. She gets a screen from Sherman. Kicks the ball to App. She's called for the travel. It'll be Falcon basketball.
Good offensive set to start things off. Kim Bennett has one more dribble with her left hand. She probably would have the layup there, but once again, a few nerves maybe stepping in here a little bit early, especially for a young freshman starting in such a big game.
That's a 1-3-1 zone by the Panthers to open things up. Crowder open for three. Her shot short. Rebound Bennett. Gets it up in the backcourt to Sherman. Sherman back to Bennett out front. High ball screen. Bennett works to her right against Dowers. Gives it up to App. On the baseline, it's Farr. Runs into trouble. Kicks it out front. Bennett for three at the top of the key. How about that? It hits the front of the rim, then gets stuck. Don't see that happen very often from the top of the key.
No, it would have had to hit just perfectly. It wasn't a whole lot of momentum that would have wedged it in there. That's great vision from Grace on the baseline to be able to see across the court. Bennett standing wide open at the top. Shot looked good all the way.
We're tied at zero, 1 minute into the ball game. Balling near side to Dowers. Riley works to her right, gets a screen at the free throw line, gives it up on the baseline to Crowder. Back to Dowers. Dowers to Chevron. Sierra's shot won't go. Crowder on the backside. Her putback is good. First basket of the ball game goes to the Falcons. One thing that the Panthers aren't going to be able to do, Stephen, they give up second chance opportunities. Farr has her shot blocked by Balding. Pass comes into Sherman. Ball's loose, going to be picked up by Chevron as she saves it inbounds. Sherman picks it up on the drive. And she got away with a double dribble, picked up by Balding. Balding up the floor to Crowder. McKenzie gets her second field goal of the ball game. Quick 4-0 lead for the Falcons.
That's a good look, good pass, but probably even better catch by Crowder, a little bit behind her. but doesn't travel, gathers herself, gets the layup to go. Four early buckets for her.
Another turnover out front. Dowers gets her hand on the pass, picked up by Crowder, up the floor to Dowers. Riley with the shot. Falls off the rim, but she'll go to the free throw line for two shots. Well, you can ill afford to turn the ball over out front against this Falcon ball club. They like to get it up and down the floor, try to get easy baskets. Riley good on the free throw. Would like to thank Ron Construction, State Road 59 north of Belmore. Your hometown proud, IJ Stores in Rockville and Clinton. WTHI-TV, depend on News 10. WTHI, coverage you can count on. And Dale Warnick Chevrolet in Rockville. Bowers good on the second free throw. Lead is at six, pressure in the backcourt. And it's going to be another turnover. Oh, no, they're going to say the ball was touched by the Falcons. First substitution of the ball game, Alyssa Fellows. So it's two freshmen in the lineup for Coach Cleghorn. And unfortunately, Stephen, you had a little insider information. Prior to the ball game started, that Cameron Clapp, an outstanding senior for Coach Cleghorn, is unavailable tonight due to either mono or mono-like symptoms. There's a foul on the far side. It'll be on Dowers, her first on the team.
Well, we've already seen here early the interest of North Vermillion to create some pressure, and Cameron is just another player for you to handle the ball.
Nice pass by Farr. She gets the assist. Sherman gets the basket. On the out-of-bounds set, cuts the lead to four, 6-2 in favor of the Falcons. Crowder for three, her shot short. Rebound pulled out by Sherman. She'll bring it up the floor, works the near sideline. Bounce pass on the baseline to Bennett, back to Sherman. Good ball fake. Works around the defense. Her shot off glass is good. Panthers are going to need a lot of that tonight. McKenzie, the leading scorer on the year for Coach Cleghorn. She has all four. She's got the lead to two at 6-4.
Well, we've really seen the evolution of her game, usually just a spot-up shooter, what we've seen in the past, but she's getting that dribble drive into the game now, and she's a dual-threat player, no doubt.
That's another offensive rebound for the Falcons. Really an interesting shot. Now they turn it over. Ball's picked up by Farr. Hands it off to Sherman. Sherman on the dribble. Hands off to Bennett on the near wing. She gets a screen from Martin. Gives it up to Fellows. Dribbles in traffic. Loses the ball. It's on the floor. It's going to be a jump ball. It'll stay Panther basketball. Good idea. You just got to be aware of where the defense is. Penetration that time was into traffic. Ball out front to Fellows. Now Sherman. McKenzie hits a three. She has all seven for the Panthers. Panthers with their first lead of the ball game. It's the Falcons with six straight to open things up. Panthers have countered with the next seven. They lead by one, 7-6. Midway point of our opening quarter. I'd like to thank the Fountain Trust Company, 15 locations, including the Rockville Banking Center and the Rockville IGA. Jackson Family Dealerships across the River Bridge in Clinton, and Andrews Heating and Air Conditioning, North 9th Street in Clinton. Travel out front on the Falcons. They continue to pressure in the backcourt. Ball comes into Bennett. Gives it up to Fellows. Fellows into the front court. She works against Chevron. And the ball's picked off out front by Crowder. It's a race to the basket. She's fouled from behind. The foul will be on Bennett. That'll send McKenzie to the free throw line. McKenzie will get two shots. Thank Clark County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative in Rockville. First free throw's good by McKenzie. We're tied at seven. We'd also like to thank Valley Pro Construction, your complete general contractor in Clinton. Crowder gets a second free throw on the way. Off the front of the rim, rolls over the top. It falls through. Falcons regain the lead at 8-7. I think that's more of what Coach Cleghorn's looking for. Ball's in the hands of the seniors working against the full court pressure. Far on the dribble. Has a shot blocked by Martin. Picked up by Dowers. Dowers on the move up the floor with the shot. It won't go. Martin with the putback basket is good. That's at least three offensive rebounds here in the opening quarter. Two have resulted in direct baskets. Bennett on the dribble. Her shot on the way. It's too hard. Rebound on the backside to Balding. She is fouled by Sherman. That'll be the first on McKenzie. Third on the team. Ava Farr will be the third freshman in the lineup for Coach Cleghorn. Three freshmen, two seniors.
Well, Jim, last two possessions, that time by Bennett and early one by Grace Farr, they don't get the shots to go, but they are being aggressive, getting into the paint and just and trying to draw either a little bit of contact or getting an easy shot. So I think if you're Coach Cleghorn, you're going to be really pleased with the shots you're getting here early.
Chevron out front to Dowers. Gives it up to Crowder. McKenzie gets inside the defense on the shot. She's fouled. That's going to send her to the free throw line once again. She was just there. Was 2 for 2 in her first trip. Foul is on Fellows. It'll be the first on Alyssa. Fourth on the team. McKenzie connects on the first free throw. I'd like to thank Todd DeVerta, DeVerta Funeral Home in Cayuga. Brittany App returns to the Panther lineup. McKenzie makes it 4 for 4 from the free throw line in the opening quarter. She leads all scorers with 8 points. Dribble is lost, picked up by Crowder, up the floor to Dowers. Bounce pass to Balding. Contact, no call. Dowers with the putback, it won't go. She gets a rebound again. Works the baseline, pass on the backside to Martin. Martin fouled by Farr. That'll send Ava to the free throw line. All right now, the boards are being controlled by the Falcons. Yep. And if you're going to hang in this ball game for Riverton Park, they're going to have to clean that area up.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Too many second chance opportunities. Every loose ball right now seems to fall in the hands of the Falcons.
Ava connects on the first free throw, leads at 6, 13-7. So we've had runs of 6 by the Falcons, countered by 7 of the Panthers. Falcons now with the second free throw by Martin are on an 8-0 run. They lead by 7, 14-7. And a steal on the inbounds pass picked off by Dowers. Dowers fires a 3. It's too hard. Save inbounds by Martin to Crowder. And Crowder going to be called for the travel. Dribbled into traffic, got off balance. Steinbrenner will enter the ball game for Martin. It'll be Norris replacing Chevron. And Bennett going to replace Fellows. 2:06 to go in our opening quarter. Winner will play tomorrow night. Scheduled for a 7:30 tip-off. They will play Attica. A 61-17 winner over Faith Christian in game number 1 this evening. Sherman out front to Bennett. Bennett comes near side to App. She gets a screen from far. She goes up to shoot the ball. It goes out of her hands, but it was last touched by Steinbrenner. It'll remain Riverton Park basketball. 2-3 zone by the Falcons on the out-of-bounds play. Grace gives it up, gets it back in the corner. Her shot on the way. It rattles in and out. Rebound Ava Farr. She's fouled on the putback, and on Dowers, that's going to be foul number 2. So I would guess with a 14-7 lead, Riley will probably take a rest.
Well, Jim, that's just grit and determination to get that rebound. I think she had two other hands on it. She just ripped it away, though, wanted it more. Gets the foul call, misses the first free throw, but these young freshmen holding their own here early on.
First free throw comes up short. Second on the way by Ava. Good rotation. She connects. Leads at 6, 14-8 in favor of the Falcons. Panthers remain in that 1-3-1 zone on the baseline. Norris with a jumper. Her shot good. She was big on Tuesday night. 9 points off the bench. Ball comes into Grace. Far on the move up the right side. Draws a double team. On the back side, Sherman open for three. McKenzie shot off the heel of the rim. Long rebound to Ellis. Gives it up to Baldy. She'll walk it into the front court. Near side, Crowder. We've gone under a minute. Ball reversed on the backside. Norris on the baseline. And her post feed picked off by Sherman. McKenzie gives it up. Gets it back inside. The pass to Farr. Gets inside the defense. Can't get the shot to go. Gets a rebound. Her put back no good, but she's fouled by Ellis. She's played well off the bench for Coach Cleghorn. I thank the Walsh Law Offices in Covington and Clinton. First free throw off the mark by Ava. She'll get the second. Also like to thank Overpet Gas Company, Propane Exceptional Energy in Marshall and at Covington. Second free throw on the way. It's too hard. Steinbrenner with the rebound. Falcons with an 8-point lead. 30 seconds on the clock. Balding with the crossover dribble. Loses control of the ball. Picked up by Farr. Grace on the move. And the shot won't go. They say she's fouled from behind. I thought there might have been an illegal screen set. Going to call it on Balding. On Kyrie, her first. Fourth on the Falcons here in the opening quarter. First trip to the free throw line for Grace. She connects on the first free throw.
Well, it is Grace that comes up with that loose ball, but once again, credit Ava Farr for creating the deflection, stepping over on help side.
Second free throw good by Grace as well. Cuts the lead to 6, 16-10. Clock down to 10. Balding with the dribble. It's around the defense. Crowder in the corner. Works back to her left. Clock down to 3. Lose control of the ball. Picked up by Riverton Park. We played 1. Falcons by 6. 16-10. Stay tuned. We'll be right back for second quarter action. And North Vermillion on 104.9 at WAXI.
For over 40 years, Ron Construction has been the leading grain handling company in Park County and the surrounding areas. Whether you're needing service work, wanting to build a grain bin, or anything in between, Jim Ron and his staff have the expertise to provide you with all your agricultural needs. Their knowledge of grain handling equipment, of Brock grain bins and dryers, Westfield augers, bucket elevators, and towers are among the many items they can discuss with you. There are also a Valdor Motor Sales and Service Center. Ron Construction, north on State Road 59 in Rockville. Call 765-344-1608 or visit rahnconst.com.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm is past. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley, only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
Welcome back to Sectional 53 at North Vermillion High School. Falcons with a 6-point lead, 16-10. It'll be North Vermillion basketball to begin second quarter play. Norris, Balding, Crowder, Steinbrenner, and Ellis open the quarter. for the Falcons. For Riverton Park, Grace Farre, Vafar, Bennett Fellows, and Sherman. In the middle of the defense, Ellis with the ball. Kick to Balding. Balding fires a three. Her shot in and out. Sherman with the rebound. Ellis picks up the foul. That'll be her second. That'll be the fifth on the team. Man-to-man pressure in the backcourt. Ball comes in late to Sherman. Defense backs off. She'll bring it into the front court. Gives it up to Fellows. To her right to Bennett. Bennett on the move to her left. Has the ball stolen from behind by Crowder. Shot by McKenzie won't go. Rebound Sherman. McKenzie gets it in the front court. Slows things up. Panthers get in their half court set. Sherman out front with the ball fake. Her shot on the way. It won't go. She's going to be called for the charge as Steinbrenner set herself up in the lane. That'll be the second on McKenzie. Martin replaces Ellis. Hannah heads to the bench with two fouls. We played 1 minute here in quarter two. Yet to have a score in this quarter, 16-10 at the end of the first in favor of North Vermillion. Balding on the wing, gives it up on the baseline to Martin. Trapped in the corner, able to give it up to Balding. Too close to make that kind of pass. Went through the hands of Kyrie, out of bounds. It'll be Panther basketball.
Yeah, just switching up the defense a little bit. Not expecting that trap to come. Caught even Martin off guard.
Ball comes into Fellows. Fellows comes up the near side in the front court. She's fouled from behind. That'll be foul number two, I believe, on Balding.
So Balding, Dowers, Ellis, all with two fouls for the Falcons.
Ball comes into Sherman. McKenzie puts it on the floor. Her shot off the glass is good. Nine of the 12,
correct. You could tell that time, much more cognizant of where she was, understanding the defense, slowed up, much more a vertical elevation rather than fading. Didn't want to get that third charge call.
Nice work on the baseline. Steinbrenner gets the basketball. Martin cuts from the high post to the low post, takes the pass, draws the contact. Ava will head to the free throw line. I thank Ryan Luce, your local State Farm Insurance in Clinton. First free throw for Ava comes up short. Would also like to thank BJ Electronics, your Viasat authorized retailer in Rockville. Turnovers a problem for both teams in the opening quarter, Stephen. Seven apiece. Ava connects on the second free throw. The five-point advantage for the Falcons, 17-12. Sherman to Fellows at the top of the key. Back to Sherman. McKenzie gives it up to Grace Farr, to Ava. Ava to Bennett. Bennett fires a three. It's too hard. Sherman with the rebound. Put back won't go. Ball's knocked out of bounds. They'll say last touch by the Falcons. Take a look at the statistics that were given, Stephen. I think the one thing that jumps out is the rebound advantage for the Falcons. 10-4 in the opening quarter. Half of those 10 are on the offensive end. Sherman fires a three. It's too hard. Norris with the rebound. Shade gives it up to Balding. Kyrie into the front court. Crossover dribble out front. Pass in the post. Picked up by Martin. Martin to Crowder. McKenzie's shot won't go. Another offensive rebound. Balding's shot too hard. She tracks it down for another offensive rebound. Trapped in the corner, able to send it into the post to Steinbrenner. It's now Crowder with the shot. It won't go. And a pair of Panthers battle for the rebound. Sherman goes to the ground. The ball goes off of Riverton Park. It'll be Falcon basketball. And you have to help me, Steven. Four opportunities, I think, in this possession.
Yep, you're exactly right.
It's going to be a turnover. Sherman steps up in the passing lane. Deflects the pass in the paint from Crowder to Steinbrenner. Fellows to Farr. Her pass out front deflected, picked up by Ava Farr. Ava on the drive, Fellows on the baseline. Her jumper too hard. Weak side rebound to Sherman. McKenzie's put back is good. Panthers to within three at 17-14. I know we've said it before, Stephen, but the longer you allow the underdog to hang around, the more pressure there becomes on the favorite. Panthers have done a nice job here in the opening half. Steinbrenner with a good baseline move. Shot won't go. Weak side rebound to Martin. Martin to Norris. Her shot blocked. And they're going to say last touch by Martin. We're going to have a timeout on the floor. It's a Valley Pro Construction timeout. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll be right back in 30 seconds to North Vermillion. Falcons by three, 17-14 over Riverton Park on 104.9 at WAXI.
Good luck to all the teams in the IHSAA tournament games from Ames Title and Closings, performing equity and title searches for both loan holders and owners and insured closings. In the ever-increasing busy lives of people today, Ames Title and Closings want to offer the opportunity to close a loan at your convenience. With offices in Brazil, Terre Haute, and Rockville, closing your loan anytime, anywhere, doing after-hours and mobile closings at no extra charge. Ames Title and Closings, wherever you need them.
Welcome back. 4:05 on the clock here in the first half. It's been a battle of runs here in the opening half. Eight being the longest for the Falcons, seven for the Panthers. 17-14 is our current score. Falcons with the three-point lead. Inbound pass picked off by Martin. Her shot inside won't go. She's fouled as she gets the rebound. We'll say foul is on the floor, but that is the team seventh. And we'll send her to the free throw line.
That'll be foul number two on Caden Bennett. But she does prevent the opportunity of Ava to have a chance to score there, get the and-one bucket here early on in the ballgame. Ava Martin, 3 of 4 from the free throw line.
First free throw comes up short. We'll get, well, it wasn't 1-on-1 is what they called it. Well, the official made the call out here. It was a muddle through what I think is a mistake on the floor. Let's thank Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company, internet and phone, Bloomingdale, Rockville, and the Cloma areas. Also, Future X Industries in Bloomingdale, Marshall, and Terre Haute, and Clark Chevrolet in Cayuga. My thing, I think that it becomes a jump ball situation.
Yeah.
Okay, so they're saying that one official signaled a two-shot foul. So they will go to an alternate possession. And it is in favor of Riverton Park. I think that works out about as fair as it could. Score remains 17-14. And trouble getting the ball inbounds. A quick timeout. It's a Valley Pro Construction timeout. We'll take 30 and be right back to North Vermillion on 104.9 at WAXI.
I'm Greg Harbison, your Clinton Edward Jones Financial Advisor. Financial investments are very important, but so are their investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WAXI. Call 832-3644 or stop by my office in Clinton for all your investment needs. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Welcome back after the 32nd timeout. Steven and I continue to look for scores. I'll share those with you at halftime. We're at the midway point. Panthers with the basketball in the front court. Fellows drives, kicks to Sherman. Then close out by the Falcons. It's now Bennett out front on the drive. Gives it up to Abafar. Her pass out front picked off by Crowder. Crowder gives it up to Dowers. Back to Crowder. Had a pretty good look. Back to Dowers on the baseline. Steinbrenner. Skip pass near side. Crowder fires a three. Shot's too flat. It comes up short. But another offensive rebound to Dowers. Made a nice pass inside to Martin. Martin's pass to Norris. I think it was probably supposed to come to Dowers. But it goes off the foot of Norris out of bounds.
Well, you kind of talked about feeling comfortable and making sure that you play with a lead, but Mackenzie Crowder, I think, steps into that shot with confidence if they feel a little bit more comfortable. But with the score being so close, you kind of think whether or not this is a good shot, she's certainly good enough to knock it down.
I believe Steinbrenner has drawn her second charge here in the first half. Foul is on Fellows, her second. It is a non-shooting foul, the ninth on Riverton Park. Bowers with a nice crossover dribble. Gives it up, gets it back, works to her right. Crowder fires a three, her shot good. That doubles up the score, it's up to 6, 2014 in favor of the Falcons. Sherman to Grace. Grace on the move, has the shot blocked, picked up by Martin. Bennett with the steal. And turns it right back over. Dowers comes up with the steal for the Falcons. Falcons with the numbers on the baseline. Norris a shot too hard. Rebound Fellows. We'd like to thank Future X Industries in Bloomingdale, Marshall, and Terre Haute. And Clark Chevrolet in Cayuga. Fellows on Dowers. That's her third. I think Chevrolet was at the scorer's bench waiting to come in for Riley. Couldn't get her out quick enough. That is the seventh on the team. That'll send Fellows to the free throw line for a one-and-one. Free throw is good. That's a lead to 5 at 2015. We'd like to thank Kathy Preston, State Farm Insurance in Rockville, here to help. And Edward Jones, financial consultant Greg Harbison in Clinton. Second free throw, too hard. Rebound Falcons. Steinbrenner on the far side. Pivots back, gives it up to Crowder. Crowder into the front court to Chevron. Back to McKenzie. Gets a high ball screen. It's now Chevron with the ball. You can hear the Falcon coaches talking about reversing the basketball. Taking it from one side of the floor to the other. Chevron out front, wide open. Her shot won't go. Another offensive rebound. This time it's Ava Martin. On the backside, Crowder. Chevron, ball fake, puts the shot in the air. I believe that was with the left hand, Stephen. The runner goes. Tough shot.
That's a very tough shot.
Falcons by 7, 22-15. A minute 20 to go in our opening half. Post feed is deflected by Steinbrenner. It's a loose ball. It's a jump ball situation. It will be Falcon basketball. Kirby Martin returns to the lineup for Coach Cleghorn. I thank Ames Title and Closing in Rockville, Brazil, and Terre Haute. And Hawkins Car Wash behind Fifth Third Bank in Rockville. free throw line, Martin. To Chevron, back to Martin. Her post feed is off the hands of Steinbrenner. Pretty tough angle.
Yeah.
She needed to take a dribble or two to the right. If she'd got to the far elbow, she'd have had a much better angle. And I think when we get halftime stats, Steven, it's probably the turnovers for the Falcons that have allowed Riverton Park to hang around here in the first half.
Well, as we finished up quarter number one, it was 7 apiece for both Riverton and North Vermillion.
Grace on the drive. She's going to be fouled on the floor. That'll send her to the free throw line. Fouls on Chevron. That's the first on Sierra. 8th on the team. Grace connects on the first free throw. She'll get the second. Clock is at 33 seconds. Farragut on the second free throw. Cuts the lead to 5 at 22-17. See if the Falcons hold for one. We're inside of 30. Crowder out front against Ava Farr, who's running the point on the 1-3-1, but she commits the foul near the 10-second line. That's going to send Chevron to the free throw line. That is the 10th on the Panthers. It'll be a 2-free throw opportunity for Sierra. First free throw is good. Brittany App returns to the Panther lineup. Sarah eyes the free throw. She lets it go. It's good. It's a 7-point lead at 24-17. Fellows in the paint. Pass outside the three-point line to Sherman. Sherman to Grace. Grace Farr on the drive. Shot won't go. It's going to be a block on Steinbrenner. Pretty close to picking up the third charge here in the first half.
Truthfully, that's a play that really could have gone either way. Credit to her getting over there on help side once again, being ready. But Grace Farr back to the free throw line. Opportunity to close this gap to 5.
Grace connects on the first free throw. She's been good at the free throw line here in the first half. Not sure she's got a field goal. Yeah, I think she does have one. Although you can clarify that. Second free throw off the mark. Ball loose. They're going to say last touched by the Panthers. It'll be Falcon basketball at 3.5.
Jim, you were right the first time. Until that miss, she was a perfect 5 of 5. So no field goals here yet in half number one.
Shot from half court by Chevron, off the mark. We've played two quarters. We head to halftime with a 24-18 advantage for North Vermillion. Stay tuned. We'll be right back for Clark Chevrolet, Diverter Funeral Home Halftime Show. Both of those businesses located right here in Cayuga on 104.9 at WAXI.
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is built to a higher standard so you can focus on the problems in your life that actually matter, like the drywall that somehow isn't. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard.
Andrews Heating and Air Conditioning is also built to a higher standard. With nearly 50 years of serving the Wabash Valley and bringing peace of mind into the Valley's indoor comfort needs. Contact Andrews Heating today and let them obsess over it so you don't. 765-832-9401.
Hi, this is Mike Shake, sales manager at Jackson Family of Dealerships. Well, we are proud of our local park and Vermillion County schools. Sponsoring high school sports and local radio is just one way for Jackson Family to give back and say thanks to those who have supported this local dealership for over 85 years now. Play your hardest and you will always be a winner. Jackson Family of Dealerships, 765-832-2411 or jacksoncars.com.
Basket draws contact. Welcome back to North Vermillion High School. As we're at halftime, it's a six-point lead for the Falcons, 24-18. It's been a very competitive ball game here in the first half. Game of runs, Falcons score the first six, followed by the next seven by the Panthers. Falcons counter that with eight straight. We've kind of went back and forth. We find ourselves at this six-point advantage for North Vermillion. You know, and I mentioned it, the longer the underdog can hang around, Stephen. Panthers have done a nice job of that, especially on the defensive end. They forced 12 turnovers here in the first half. And quite honestly, when you look at the rebound advantage, 21-10 in favor of North Vermillion. Falcons actually have more offensive rebounds than Riverton Park has total rebounds. And obviously that's an area you've got to talk about at halftime. And if you can balance that out here in the second half, I think you give yourself a chance if you can continue to turn North Vermillion over at the rate that you're turning them over right now. However, here in the first half, Falcons are just about at their average per ball game. So you've done something that most teams haven't done all year long. You've got to continue to do that, but you've got to take care of the board situation as well.
Yeah, it's a big going to be a big component here in the second half, and really it hasn't hurt them too much. I think there's been a few second chance points that have come the way for the Falcons, but honestly, it hasn't killed them for sure. It could have, but they've been able to turn the ball over, get Falcons to turn the ball over, I guess I should say, at a higher clip, and I think that's definitely helping them. Riverton Park's offense has been good. They've been patient. They've taken good shots. Been really pleased with what I've seen, there. So I think if you're calm, you're cool, which Riverton Park is right now. They're not letting the moment get too big for them. Even though North Vermillion has had this one game under their belt, it looked like Riverton Park has been the calmer team up to this point. And one thing that we saw North Vermillion do the other night against North Vermillion or against Park Heritage was make shots from the outside. We really haven't seen that a whole lot here tonight.
No, I think the 1-3-1's been pretty effective in one, closing out in areas that the Falcons like to shoot. And, you know, I would expect to continue to see Riverton Park in that same defense until the Falcons start connecting a little more on the perimeter. In the second half, you've got to find some offense right now outside of Farr and Sherman. They're carrying the load right now. We mentioned it. Cameron Clapp, unfortunately, unavailable tonight. A key component of this Riverton Park basketball team. And Coach Cleghorn forced to go with, we've seen three freshmen here in the first half. But they've done a nice job of holding their own, being very competitive. And if you coach Cleghorn, I think you like what you've seen here in the first half.
I have been very pleased with what I've seen out of them. They've come to compete, and I think that's the biggest thing that you can ask. It doesn't matter what the team is, whether they're the underdog, whether they're the favorite. You come and you compete, you give your best effort, and you give yourself a chance to win, and I think tonight is exactly that opportunity. Riverton Park has played very, very solidly. Their game plan has been on point. I really love what they've been able to do defensively. And once again, if a team's struggling to shoot, and you can close out those possessions, get those defensive rebounds, get the ball back on offense, then certainly things weigh in your favor. And Riverton Park has done it up to this point. So we've been treated to a great ball game. Really excited to bring second half action here after the break.
Falcons got some transition points earlier on, but battled some foul trouble. Continuity of having the players on the floor that create those type of situations. Didn't quite work out for the Falcons in the second quarter as Dowers is saddled with three. Balding has two. Ellis has two. So that may prove to be a factor here in the second half. Well, let's take a quick break on our Clark Chevrolet Diverta Funeral Home halftime show. When we come back, we'll take a look at statistics from the first half. From North Vermillion at sectional 53, the winner advances to tomorrow's championship ball game against the Attica Lady Red Ramblers at 7:30. We'll be right back to North Vermillion on 104.9 WAXI.
The Hawkins family and Hawkins Car Wash are proud to support local high school sports. Young athletes learn life lessons as they work with team members to achieve individual and team goals. Doubt is washed away as they polish their abilities and grow to achieve success. Here's to another great season of local high school sports. from Joe and Kathy Hawkins at Hawkins Car Wash behind Fifth Third Bank in Rockville.
Every team knows that the two-point play can be a winning move. That's why State Farm agent Kathy Preston and her team are here to help you go for two by combining your home and auto insurance. It's a great call that saves you time and money. So go for the win and score savings by combining your home and auto. It's just another way we're here to help life go right. Call State Farm agent Kathy Preston at 569-6651 today.
Welcome back to North Vermillion. Jim Foster, Stephen Hartman. Stephen, let's take a look at statistics from the first half.
All right, we'll go ahead and start off with Riverton Park. Their leading scorer right now is Mackenzie Sherman. She's got 11 points. She's 5 of 8 from the floor. So she's 4 of 5, I guess, from two-point range, 1 of 3 behind the three-point line. Mackenzie's had another very good night. 5 points then for Grace Farr. All of those coming from the free throw line. She's 5 of 6 from the charity stripe tonight. Ava Farr with a single point. She got that, of course, from the free throw line. Alyssa Fellows knocked down a free throw as well. The Lady Panthers as a team right now shooting 5 of 16 from the floor. That's 31%. They are 1 of 6 behind the three-point line for 16%. Free throws thus far in the ballgame, they've been 7 of 12. As you said, 10 team rebounds for them, 5 of those offensive, and they have 13 turnovers here in half number one. For Riverton Park, for North Vermillion, leading scorer is Mackenzie Crowder. She has 11 points. She's 3 of 9 from the floor, 4 of 4 from the free throw line as well. 5 points for Ava Martin, 3 of 5 from the free throw line for her. She's got a 2-point field goal to her credit. Sierra Chevron has 4 points. She's 1 of 4 from the field, 2 of 2 from the free throw line tonight. 2 points then to Riley Dowers, 2 of 2 from the free throw line for her. Jade Norris knocked down a 2-point field goal, so she has 2 points in the game as well. North Vermillion is a team. They're shooting 6 of 24 for 25%, 1 of 9 from behind the 3-point line. They are 11 of 13. That's 85% from the free throw line. They have 21 total team rebounds, 11 of those offensive, and 12 turnovers here for them in half number one.
Thank you, Stephen. We are down to just a little over a minute. We're going to go ahead and wrap up our Clark Chevrolet DeVitter Funeral Home halftime show. Here at half, your score 24 for the Falcons, 18 for the Panthers. We'll be back in about a minute as we prepare for second half action from North Vermillion on 104.9 at WAXI.
He shoots, he scores!
Be a part of a local winning team. Making quality plastics since 1969. FutureX Industries, located in Bloomingdale and Marshall, is now hiring for a range of positions, direct hire and temp to hire, with on-the-job training. Call 765-498-3900 or stop in at the Bloomingdale Personnel Office. FutureX is proud to be an active, vital part of the community. And good luck to all the area athletes from FutureX Industries.
What is your propane gas company invested in you? Hi, this is Dan Overpeck with Overpeck Gas Company. The Overpeck Gas Company has doubled its propane storage in the last year. We want to be sure that when shortages happen, that you, the customer, have uninterrupted propane deliveries. Geopolitical changes are happening, but we are committed to be a responsible energy provider. It's just one way Overpeck Gas Company keeps you, the customer, our focus for now and in the future. Call us today, 765-597-2201. Or visit our website, overpeckgas.com.
Welcome back. It'll be Panther basketball to begin play here in the second half. Sherman, Grace Farr, Bennett, App fires the shot from 15. Brittany shot good. First field goal of the second half goes to the Panthers. They cut the lead to 4, 24-20. Balding, Chevron, Dowers, Crowder, and Martin, along with Balding, the same five that started the ball game for Coach Switzer. 3-point field goal off the mark for Crowder. Long rebound, Chevron. It's now Dowers with the jumper. Riley shot good. Lead back at 6, 26-20. Falcons soften the defense. They're going to pick up at half court, man to man. Bennett's pass tipped, picked up by Chevron. Sierra works up the far side, gives it up to Crowder. Back to Chevron. Sierra fires a three. Her shot too hard. Rebound tracked down by Martin, and I think there's a situation. Ball's going to go. I think somebody made a mistake there. I think it should have been an over and back, Stephen. Balding shot's going to drop. I understand Coach Claghorn being upset in that situation. I thought it was an over and back.
Yeah,
he's at 8, 28, 20.
Only thing I can assume is on that pass back out, they thought that it was tipped by a player from Riverton.
Bennett to Sherman. Sherman up the left side with the left hand. Shot won't go. Martin on the floor. Ball loose. Picked up by Chevron. Sierra's going to slow things up. Gives it up to Dowers. Back to Sierra at the top of the key. Picked up by App. Balding. Balding to Dowers. Riley works to her left. Kicks to Crowder. Crowder for three. Her shot short. It's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Panther basketball. I assume the same thing, Steven. I just didn't see any indication that the ball was tipped by the official. .556 to go in quarter three. I'd like to thank Ron Construction, State Road 59 north of Belmore. Your hometown proud IJ stores in Rockville and Clinton. WTHI-TV, depend on News 10. WTHI coverage you can count on. Another turnover by the Panthers. Converted by Balding. It's now a double-digit lead for the Falcons, 30-20. Sherman at the top of the key, picks up her dribble. Gives it up to App, and Fellow's going to be called for the travel. She tried to work into the lane. I'd like to thank Dale Warnock Chevrolet in Rockville. And the Fountain Trust Company, 15 locations, including the Rockville Banking Center in the Rockville IGA. And for the first time, we have a double-digit lead. Ball in the high post area to Dowers. Gives it up to Balding. On the low post to Martin. Her pass on the weak side to Chevron. Sierra puts it up with the left hand. Her shot good. Falcons look to pull away. They lead by 12. Far fires a three. It's off the mark. Ball pulled out by Dowers. Has a player up the floor. It's Balding. She fakes the shot. Gets the defense to run by. Then she converts. We have a timeout on the floor. It's a 30-second timeout. Sponsored by Valley Pro Construction. We'll be right back to North Vermillion. Falcons by 14. On 104.9 WAXI.
This is Ryan Luce, your local State Farm agent. On the court, all-stars make assists look easy. Behind the back, no look, or off the backboard, they're dropping dimes nonstop. That's how we feel about coverage and savings. Combine your home and auto with State Farm and start your own assist highlight reel. After all, even all-stars need an assist. Call me, Ryan Luce, for help combining your home and auto and enjoy the savings at 765-832-2221 or visit us on the web at luceismyagent.com. Enjoy the game.
Welcome back. And Stephen, after first basket scored by Riverton Park, quite an answer by the Lady Falcons as they've rattled off 10 straight. And now lead by 14. And I think the Panthers really need a good possession here. They need to come up with something offensively.
Yeah, of those points, Kari Balding has scored six of them. All of their points come, I think, right in a row, back to back to back.
Continue to see a lot of passes deflected by the Falcons. Balding is going to get the assist. Crowder with the basket. Balding with a nice job of drawing the defense on the drive. Drops it off on the backside for an easy shot for McKenzie. Now 16-point lead, 36-20. And it's going to be another turnover for the Panthers.
Well, in that first half, Riverton had really done a really good job of controlling the pace. They kept things slow. But we've seen now the game speed up a little bit. The pressure that North Vermillion is putting on in the half court, creating some havoc as well.
Bowers at the free throw line from behind. Ball knocked away by Ava Farr. It's a jump ball out front. She's tied up by Crowder. It'll be Falcon basketball. Not too many teams have the luxury of putting a player as skilled as Dowers in the middle of the defense. Typically, you have to have a player like that handling the basketball. Ball into the post to Martin. Kicks it to Crowder, gives it up to Dowers. Balding for three. Her shot rolls off the rim. Rebound pulled out by Sherman. McKenzie will bring it up herself. And pass picked off out front by Balding. Kyrie gets another layup. Tell you what, typically we see that happen with full court pressure. She's doing it in the half court defense. Has really dominated this quarter defensively. Leads at 18, 38-20. Sherman on the drive, up the right side, has a shot blocked by Martin, pulled out by Dowers. Dowers on the dribble, pulls up, lets a shot fly, it won't go. Foul on Farr. I think it was after the shot. Official's going to say
he's going to say three.
During the shot.
That'll be foul number four on Ava. Just the first here in half number two. So Dowers is going to get to the line. She'll get the full three shots.
Next on the first, we'd like to thank Jackson Family Dealerships across the River Bridge in Clinton. Andrews Heating and Air Conditioning, North 9th Street in Clinton. Second free throw also good. Falcons have doubled up the Panthers, 40-20. It'll be Carmen Ingram into the ball game for the first time. I thank Park County RMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative in Rockville, and Valley Pro Construction, your complete general contractor in Clinton. Dowers gets the trifecta. She knocks down all three free throws. This quarter's been all North Vermillion. It's been a 16-2 advantage. Another turnover. Would it surprise you if I said Balding with maybe her fifth steal of the quarter? Ball comes near side to Balding. Back to Crowder. McKenzie fires a three. Her shot short. Rebound far. Grace will bring it up the floor. Works in between the circle against Balding. On the baseline, Sherman. Sherman fires a three. Her shot short. Rebound, Chevrant gives it up to Dowers. Riley will slow things up, walk it into the front court. She'll work against Ingram. In the corner, Balding wide open, drives baseline. And she will be fouled. Fouls on Grace Farr, her first. It'll be Bush, Norris, and Steinbrenner in the ball game for the Falcons.
Well, Jimmy, talk about ways that you can impact the game other than just scoring. You know, Kari Balling didn't have a point in that first half, but comes out, really picks it up defensively, gets those points, and that time draws a foul on Grace Farr.
Crowder for another three. It's off the mark. Long rebound, Norris. Out front, Balding. Crosses over, gives it up to Crowder. Kinsey works to her right on the baseline. Steinbrenner gets inside the defense. Her shot good. I think it's 19 straight, Steven. If my math is working.
You're exactly right.
24-20.
Yep.
Ingram to her left. Far for three. Grace's shot comes up short. Sherman with the rebound to Ingram. She's fouled by Bush. That'll be the first on Keeley. It'll be Grace to inbound the basketball. Sends it out front to Ingram. To App. Back to Ingram. She works to her left. Far in the corner. Grace's shot short. Martin with the rebound. Her putback good. Kirby gets her first basket of the ball game. That ends a 19-0 run for the Falcons. Balding gives it up to Crowder. I'd like to thank Todd DeVerta, DeVerta Funeral Home in Cayuga. Also the Walsh Law Offices in Covington and Clinton. Falcons with a good possession. Although pass right there forced it that it didn't get picked off. Crossover dribble on the baseline. Bush with a jumper. Her shot won't go. Steinbrenner with the inside position. Can't come up with the rebound. Pulled out by the Panthers. And as App works up the far side. Foul is on Crowder. That'll be the second on the Falcons. First on McKenzie. Bennett returns to the Panther lineup. 0.6 to go in the quarter. Comes into Sherman. Sherman from half court. Her shot short. All Falcons in quarter three. They lead 43-22. Heading into quarter four. We'll be right back to North Vermillion on 104.9 at WAXI.
Valley Pro Construction has been in business for more than 20 years. They specialize in custom tile showers, Haas kitchen cabinets, and granite countertops. Make sure you visit their new showroom in Clinton near the intersection of 163 and 63 across from Hardee's. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, or simply call 765-832-1187 to schedule an appointment or an estimate. Valley Pro Construction. Visit Valley Pro Construction online at valleyproconstruction.net for more products and information. See Valley Pro Construction.
In Park County, for quality, secure, local phone and internet service, the one and only choice is Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company. Growing every day, Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company offers fiber optic services to residents and businesses in Rockville, Bloomingdale, and the Coloma area, all backed by local tech support available at 498-1000. Find out more today. True local phone and internet providers. Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company, 765-498-1000.
Welcome back to Sectional 53 at North Vermillion. Jim Foster, Stephen Hartman. Panthers with the basketball. They trail by 21, 43-22. Bennett, App, Sherman, Martin, and Farr. Grace Farr. Pass picked off by Ava Martin. Up the floor to Crowder. McKenzie, the recipient. Have the good defense by Ava Martin. Sherman with the shot, it's good up the right side. For the Falcons, Balding, Chevron, Crowder, Dowers, and Ava Martin.
Jim, obviously that was a big half, or big, excuse me, quarter for North Vermillion. Turnovers, big part of that. 8 turnovers at a half, or that quarter for Riverton Park. None for the Falcons.
Well, an excellent pass by Dowers. Catches the ball in the high post, works to her right. Finds, I believe, that Chevron on the backside for the easy basket. Post feed by App, picked off by Dowers. And Falcons are going to turn the ball over, an unforced error. Once again, the winner advances to tomorrow's championship ball game, scheduled for 7:30. Play the Attica Red Ramblers. Attica with an easy win, 61-17 over Faith Christian. I think that was expected. Faith Christian just one win on the year. I believe Attica had beat them like 77-22, something like that, the first time they played. Falcons in the front court. Top of the key, Crowder. McKenzie fires a three. It's shot short. And it's a tie up under the basket on the rebound. It'll be Hannah Kirchhoff in the ball game for the Panthers. Bowers brings it in to Chevrot. Near side, Balding. She fires the three. It looked good. Is off the heel of the rim. Rebound, Kirchhoff. And she gives it up to Ava Farr. She's called for traveling. Probably not if you're a guard. You don't want to give it to the big girl in the middle of the floor, in the backcourt. Balding works to her right. Jump stop to Dowers. Back to Balding. Skip past Crowder on the baseline. Chevrot works around the defense. Her shot's going to go.
Yeah, just good ball movement, working it from side to side, allowing that defense to break down.
Bennett gets inside the defense but has the pass picked off. Give Balding another steal. Baseline pass picked off by Riverton Park. Bennett on the move up the right side around the defense. She gets the shot to go. You have to believe with the number of seniors on this roster that Bennett's going to be a big part for Coach Cleghorn next year.
That does a terrific job there. Jump stop and being under control to get that layup to go.
Shot by Riley, won't go inside. Rebound to Grace Farr. At the far side to Sherman. At the free throw line, Kirchhoff. She's fouled by Baldy. I'd like to thank Overpeck Gas Company, Propane Exceptional Energy in Marshall and Covington, Ryan Luce, your local State Farm Insurance in Clinton, and BJ Electronics, your Viasat authorized retailer in Rockville. We have a Valley Pro Construction timeout, a full timeout. We'll be right back to North Vermillion. Falcons lead 49-26 in at sectional 53 action on 104.9 at WAXI.
See your Chevrolet at Dale Warnick's today. Make sure to give our country gents a call. Buy that car today. Drive your dream away. They'll satisfy your needs, one and all.
Dale Warnick Chevrolet is dedicated to making sure that area customers have an enjoyable experience. Make shopping for a new, pre-owned, or GM-certified used Chevy car, truck, or SUV fun. At Dale Warnick Chevrolet, Rockville, you'll find experienced, friendly, and professional staff ready to help.
Todd Diverter at Diverter Funeral Home in Cayuga is committed to the highest standards of service excellence. You talk about many things with your loved ones, from day-to-day details to big events. Sharing stories with those who matter most isn't just important today. It will be especially significant when it's time to honor and commemorate your lives. Go to DiverterFuneralHome.com, watch the video, and download a free brochure and have the talk of a lifetime today. It can make the difference of a lifetime. Diverter Funeral Home, plan ahead. We'll take the first step with you.
Welcome back as we resume live action. Sherman from the free throw line. Her jumper good. Lindsay had a fast start to the ball game. She's in double digits. Falcons in the front court. Chevron out front to Crowder. Near side, Balding. Falcons continue to move the ball around the perimeter. Post feed to Martin. Nice pass on the baseline to Chevron. Out front, Dowers. It's now Crowder. McKenzie fires a three. Shot won't go. Ball loose. It's going to be picked up by Balding. Balding to Chevron. Going to be inside the four-minute mark. In this possession, very patient possession by the Falcons. Well, I thank Future X Industries in Bloomingdale, Marshall, and Terre Haute. Park Chevrolet in Cuba. Chevrolet with the basket. Also Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company, internet and phone in Bloomingdale, Rockville, and the Coloma areas. Falcon lead up to 23. Ava Farr in the paint, gives it up to Kirchhoff. Her shot on the baseline won't go. Long rebound, Balding. It's raced to the other end. She gives it up to Crowder. Crowder shot good. Give Balding another assist. And I don't know what she's got point-wise, Stephen, but she's really dominated the ball game with her defense, with her handling of the basketball. It'll be Ellis, Steinbrenner, and Bush for the Falcons.
Yeah, Jim Decker, your point, it's really been an impressive half for Kari Balding, 8 points. Considerable amount of steals. Probably going to need two hands to count how many steals she has tonight.
Crowder going to be replaced by Norris. I think she has at least six here in the second half. Grace Farr on the dribble, hands it off to Sherman. It's now Fellows with the basketball. Farr on the baseline is going to be fouled. We have a 32 in the ball game. We do not have a 32 on our roster.
I believe last name is Whitmire.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I cannot tell you a first name.
Sherman works to her left, picks her dribble up out front. App fires a three. Shot off the mark. Whitmire with the rebound to Sherman. Sherman lets a three fly. It's too hard. Ball batted around. It's going to go out of bounds on the far side. They'll say last touch by the Falcons. It'll be Panther basketball. I'd like to thank Kathy Preston, State Farm Insurance in Rockville, here to help. And Edward Jones, financial consultant Greg Harbison in Clinton. Whitmire fires a three. It won't go. Bush with the rebound. Balding out front. Gets around the defense. Pass on the baseline to Steinbrenner. To Bush. And Bush going to be called for the travel. It'll be Brianna West replacing Kari Balding. We're down to 2:04 in the ball game. Sherman near side to Farr. Traces pass to App, off her hands, out of bounds. Turnover, gives it back to the Falcons.
Well, definitely the right idea, but kind of the way this half has gone for Riverton Park. The passage came a little bit late.
Norris going to be fouled in the backcourt. That'll be the first on Whitmire. Bush on the drive to Norris. Norris to Ellis at the high post. Gives it up to Norris. She fires the jumper. It's too hard. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Panther basketball. 54-28. We're down to a minute 30. Falcons will advance tomorrow night. They'll play Attica in the championship ball game. What a matchup that will be, Stephen. Sherman for three. Her shot won't go. Norris with the rebound. I believe it was 43-40. Sherman picks off the pass as Attica beat North Vermillion in Wabash River Conference play. Whitmire with the rebound. She's fouled on the shot. That'll send her to the free throw line. That ball game did take place at Attica.
I know that's a game that North Vermillion is certainly going to remember going into tomorrow night. And the thing with Attica, obviously they have size and Plumer and McDaniel, but they play very much as guards. And Attica could probably say they've got as many guards, as many ball handlers as North Vermillion does. So I think, truthfully, they match up pretty well. That's why it was such a close game the first time.
Free throws won't go for Whitmire. Norris with the basketball, throws it off the leg of the Panthers. But they'll say the ball goes out of bounds without touching anybody. I'd like to thank Ames Title and Closing in Rockville, Brazil, and Terre Haute. Hawkins Car Wash behind Fifth Third Bank in Rockville. Grace fires a deep three. Shot won't go. App with the rebound. That'll be the sixth on the Falcons. Invite you to stay tuned to our Fountain Trust postgame show. We'll recap this one. Head out our three postgame awards. Excuse me. Recap our FutureX Industry scoreboard, and we'll see if we can't get a word with Coach Switzer. Steinbrenner near side to Bush. She works against Farr on the wing, works back to her left. It's now Steinbrenner in between the circles. Now it's Bush with the dribble. She draws the double team, but she's fouled. That'll be the fifth on the Panthers in the second half. Clock down to 16 seconds. Inbound pass to Bush. To Norris on the near wing. Back to Bush. We're inside of 10. Bush with the dribble, gives it up to Steinbrenner. Ashton will hold the ball. We've gone final. Falcons advance. They win 54-28 over Riverton Park. Stay tuned. We'll be right back for a Fountain Trust postgame show on 104.9 WAXI.
Think high-speed internet isn't available where you live? Well, we have great news for you. At BJ's Electronics, we offer blazing fast Viasat internet with brand new plans starting as low as $50 a month for the first 3 months. Get Viasat's fastest speeds ever for your home. Call BJ's Electronics today at 800-772-2821. Get the internet speed you deserve today. Just call 800-772-2821. Terms and restrictions apply. See Viasat.com for details.
Car shopping can be overwhelming. Go to the pros at Clark Chevrolet in Cayuga and find your vehicle. At Clark Chevrolet, we are the problem solvers. We'll provide you with a simple, easy, and efficient car shopping experience. Selection, incentives, and know-how. Clark Chevrolet, 105 North Division Street in Cayuga. ClarkChevy.com. Car shopping can be overwhelming. Go to the pros at Clark Chevrolet in Cayuga and find your vehicle. At Clark Chevrolet, we are the problem solvers. We'll provide you with a simple, easy, and efficient car shopping experience. Selection, incentives, and know-how. Clark Chevrolet, 105 North Division Street in Cayuga. ClarkChevy.com.
This is Ryan Luce, your local State Farm agent. On the court, all-stars make assists look easy. Behind the back, no look, or off the backboard, they're dropping dimes nonstop. That's how we feel about coverage and savings. Combine your home and auto with State Farm and start your own assist highlight reel. After all, even all-stars need an assist. Call me, Ryan Luce, for help combining your home and auto and enjoy the savings at 765-832-2221 or visit us on the web at luceismyagent.com. Enjoy the game.
That was a great game. Congratulations to both teams. Time now for the high school basketball postgame show, where we'll go over final stats and game highlights. You're listening to high school basketball coverage on 104.9 WAXI and streaming at TrueOldiesWAXI.com.
Welcome back to our Fountain Trust postgame show. Final score, 54-28. In favor of the Falcons, they run their record to 23-2 on the year. For the Panthers, they conclude their season with 2 wins and 23 losses. Game one tonight here at North Vermillion, Sectional 53 goes to the Attica Red Ramblers, 61-17 over Faith Christian. Well, Stephen, we had a good ball game early as Falcons had everything that they wanted in the first half. Panthers did a nice job of hanging around, really allowed the defense to keep them in the ball game, but Falcons took care of the basketball. Difference there in the third quarter of 19-4 point-wise, but turnovers, Falcons force 8. They don't turn the ball over at all. They pull away at that point, and they cruised to the 26-point win, 54-28. But a lot of credit to Riverton Park, as we mentioned. They come in a bit shorthanded. Cameron Clapp, unavailable, who's an important piece of this Panther ball club. But Coach Claghorn does a nice job, and I know things didn't always turn out the way they wanted them to during the course of this year, but we always enjoy covering the Panthers, as we know that group of kids play hard, and Coach and his group of coaches do a nice job with them, so congratulations on their season.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a terrific game, a great effort from them. Just ran out of gas a little bit in half number two, but they executed well. The development that we saw from the Panthers, you know, from the beginning of the year to where they are now is terrific. This is a team that had worked hard, as you said. They came a long way, but they just ran into a really, really good team, and we knew North Vermillion was going to be a tough out for anybody that they played, and unfortunately Park Heritage found that out as well on Tuesday night. But it's great to see an area team of ours, and one that we've gotten to cover so frequently, that's having such a good season. They are a lot of fun to watch, and they can hurt you in a whole lot of ways. And tonight it was just some defensive transition buckets that really led you, as you said, allowed them to pull away. The 8 turnovers in that third quarter were the big difference here in this ball game. But credit North Vermillion, they went into the locker room, they made some adjustments that they needed to, and they really brought out the energy here in half number two to really pull away.
Well, and quite honestly, we'll talk to Coach Switzer here in just a little bit, but, you know, half-court offense I didn't feel like was real efficient for the Falcons tonight. It was really the defense that fueled the offense early in the ball game, and then in the second half it was what they did of getting hands on the ball, getting up in the passing lane, creating turnovers, and then transitioning and getting easy baskets on the back end. Obviously, you're probably not going to turn Attica over at the rate you were able to turn the Panthers over tonight. So half-court offense is going to really be important tonight against a much taller Attica ball club.
Yeah, it's going to be crucial. It's going to be key. And you got to remember, you know, some of the extra length that you're going to see from the players from Attica. So sharp, crisp passes, meeting those, making sure that you use your ball fakes is going to be even more important tomorrow. But really the transition, the inside game, some of the second chance points, offense rebound was a difference here tonight. I think North Vermillion's got to find a way to shoot a little bit better from the perimeter tomorrow to find a chance to win this game. We'll look at stats a little bit later on. But behind the three-point line tonight, they finished just 1 of 17.
Yeah. You're going to have to shoot at a much better rate. I think you're exactly right. Let's take a quick break on our Fountain Trust post-game show. When we come back, we'll have a word with Coach Switzer from North Vermillion. Once again, our final score, Falcons 54, Panthers 28. We'll be right back on 104.9 WAXI.
Good luck to all the teams in the IHSAA tournament games from Ames Title and Closings, performing equity and title searches for both loan holders and owners and insured closings. In the ever-increasing busy lives of people today, Ames Title and Closings want to offer the opportunity to close a loan at your convenience. With offices in Brazil, Terre Haute, and Rockville, closing your loan anytime, anywhere, doing after-hours and mobile closings at no extra charge. Ames Title and Closings, wherever you need them.
The Hawkins family and Hawkins Car Wash are proud to support local high school sports. Young athletes learn life lessons as they work with team members to achieve individual and team goals. Doubt is washed away as they polish their abilities and grow to achieve success. Here's to another great season of local high school sports. From Joe and Kathy Hawkins at Hawkins Car Wash, behind Fifth Third Bank in Rockville.
Every team knows that the two-point play can be a winning move. That's why State Farm agent Kathy Preston and her team are here to help you go for two by combining your home and auto insurance. It's a great call that saves you time and money. So go for the win and score savings by combining your home and auto. It's just another way we're here to help life go right. Call State Farm agent Kathy Preston at 569-6651 today.
I'm Greg Harbison, your Clinton Edward Jones Financial Advisor. Financial investments are very important, but so are their investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WAXI. Call 832-3644 or stop by my office in Clinton for all your investment needs. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Welcome back to North Vermillion and Sectional 53. It's our Fountain Trust postgame show. We're now joined by the head coach of the North Vermillion Lady Falcons, Mark Switzer. Coach, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I think you probably enjoyed the second half a little more than you did the first half, but a lot of credit to Riverton in that first half to hang around. They came in shorthanded tonight, Clapp unavailable, sure. Which we feel really bad about because she's been such a valuable player for that program over the course of her 4 years. But a lot of credit to them in the first half, but whatever adjustments you made at halftime, you played much better in the second half, and in the third quarter you took care of the basketball, didn't turn it over, forced them to turn it over eight times, converted on the back end, and really pulled away.
Yeah, I was talking to Coach Cleghorn there before the game, and he was telling me about the Clapp girl, and I hate to hear that. I always want to come in and play a solid team that has all their players. I hope everybody's healthy, and that's the best way to play a game. It's just unfortunate she couldn't play, especially this being her senior year. But they give Riverton Park credit. They come out and threw a 1-3-1 on us, and our girls didn't quite know how to do that. And then when we did try to penetrate, I think we went a little too deep, tried to do too much, got the ball knocked away from us. So at halftime, we had to talk about that a little bit and figure out what we're going to do the second half to get around it. And they come out. I challenged them a little bit to be a better team than they were in the first half. And they come out and really got on the defensive end, which turned into transition points.
Clearly, that's a sign of a good basketball team. Obviously, you're a good basketball team. You wouldn't have 23 wins on the year. But you need to make adjustments like that during the course of tournament play if you're going to make a deep run. Because, we talked about it the other night. You're going to get everybody's best shot. Now, yeah. Let's talk a little bit about tomorrow night. You're going to play 7:30 ball game against Attica, a great matchup, but Attica's a team that beat you during the regular season. And one of the things that I talked about in the pregame show that I thought was important for you tonight was to not look ahead to tomorrow night. Play tonight first. Now let's prepare for tomorrow night. So tell us a little bit about your game with Attica the first time you played them on the road.
Well, it was one of those games where we were on their floor. I think they were fired up for us because of our record. And like you say, we have a target on our back now because we won several games this year. But we actually shot 14 of 65. We shot 26% from the field that night. And I told them afterward, I said, I don't know if you can beat anybody if you shoot that poorly. And it was just, we took 22 threes. We don't normally take that many. So just not good decisions, not hitting. And then I think desperation set in and we tried to do too much, and Attica played a great game, and Plumier and McDaniel will just kill you on the boards if you don't keep them off, and they hit some good shots. Their guards played well, but this is exactly what we were hoping for, is that we could get through sectional, and if we could face them, it's going to be kind of a grudge match.
Well, and you didn't shoot the ball particularly well from behind the arc tonight, 1 of 17. We had you tonight, and I would guess that tomorrow night's probably going to be more of a half-court ball game, and what I mean by that is you're going to have to be more efficient in your half-court offense. You're going to have to score on the perimeter, try to pull the bigs out a little bit, then attack a little bit off of the dribble, use your athletic ability. Obviously, they're going to have a height advantage, so yeah. You've got to do something to counter that, whether that pull them away and then try to beat them off the dribble. You'll have your game plan as to how you approach that, but I definitely think what you do in the half court offensively is going to be very important tomorrow night.
Yeah, it will be, because like I said, we can't stand out there and shoot threes, especially if we're not hitting them. You need to run the offenses, and I don't know, I've told the girls many times, when you get to this point in the season, you need to run your offenses and you need to let them work from side to side to break the defense down and then take what they give you. And if that's a 12-footer, we take a 12-footer. If we can get it inside, we'll get it inside. But, yeah, we obviously have to be on our toes, because with the two big girls from Attica, I mean, they'll block you if you get in too deep and you try to take it up. So we'll have a game plan for them. We'll come out and I'm sure we'll play hard and we'll we'll try to give it our best and see what happens.
You know, that's a good point. You talk about not only are they tall, but they have length too.
Yeah.
And if you attack them in the paint, you better put a body on them to not allow them to utilize that length and height. And I see that a lot with McDaniel, is that when people attack her off the dribble, they don't create the contact. They try to stay away from her. Well, that makes it that much easier for her to block shots.
Yeah.
So being physical, using a body on her tomorrow night, I think will be important down low.
Yeah, and we talked a little bit about them yesterday in practice, but not much because I didn't want to focus on them. I wanted to focus on RP. And I think our girls were really, really ready to come play tonight. I think they got over-psyched up. I think they were just so pumped up with adrenaline, they just did things that they normally wouldn't do. After we settled them down at halftime, they did come out and play better. But, we'll talk about Attica a little more before the game, and we'll come out with a plan, and hopefully we can make it work.
Well, Coach, you've done a great job all year long. Have a good next, we got about 22 hours before we hit the court again.
Yeah.
So whatever you do between now and then, do it well and get the kids ready. We know you will. It's always fun covering the Falcons. And, of course, we're rooting for the Falcons tomorrow night.
Yeah, thanks. I'll probably be watching film.
All right, thanks, Coach.
All right, thanks.
Let's take another commercial break on our Fountain Trust postgame show. When we come back, we'll take care of statistics, our Future X Industry scoreboard, and hand out our three postgame awards. We'll be right back to North Vermillion on 104.9. WAXI.
The super party deals are waiting for you this week at your hometown proud IGA stores in Rockville and Clinton. Save on Tyson Anytizers or boneless chicken, baby back ribs, Lay's chips, lean ground chuck, Kraft cheeses, sour cream, DiGiorno pizza, and a whole lot more can make super get-togethers all from your local IGA.
We're hometown proud to be your hometown grocer, IGA.
He shoots, he scores!
Be a part of a local winning team. Making quality plastics since 1969. Futurex Industries, located in Bloomingdale and Marshall, is now hiring for a range of positions, direct hire and temp to hire, with on-the-job training. Call 765-498-3900 or stop in at the Bloomingdale Personnel Office. Futurex is proud to be an active, vital part of the community. And good luck to all the area athletes from Futurex Industries.
What is your propane gas company invested in you? Hi, this is Dan Overpeck with Overpeck Gas Company. The Overpeck Gas Company has doubled its propane storage in the last year. We want to be sure that when shortages happen, that you, the customer, have uninterrupted propane deliveries. Geopolitical changes are happening, but we are committed to be a responsible energy provider. It's just one way Overpeck Gas Company keeps you, the customer, our focus for now and in the future. Call us today, 765-597-2201. Or visit our website, overpeckgas.com.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm is past. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley. Only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
Welcome back one last time to North Vermillion in sectional 53. Steve, let's take a look at statistics from tonight's second ball game.
All right, final score, Falcons 54, Riverton Park 28. Leading scorer for Riverton tonight was Mackenzie Sherman. She finished with 15 points to go along with 8 boards on the night. 5 points for Grace Farr. 2 apiece to Kirby Martin, Caden Bennett, and Brittany App. Alyssa Fellows, Ava Farr, 2 freshmen with 1 apiece. For the Panthers, they finished 10 of 37 shooting on the night. That's 27%. Behind the 3-point line, they go 1 of 17, 6% shooting there. From the free throw line, they were 7 of 14, so they finish 50%. Rebounds tonight as a team, they finished with 24, 12 of those coming on the offensive side of the ball. Turnovers tonight unofficially finished with 26. For North Vermillion, they were led by Peyton Crowder. She had 18 points. Sierra Chevron added 12 points to her tally. Kari Balding finishes with just 8 points, but finishes with 7 rebounds. And as we said, probably would take 2 hands to count how many steals she had on the evening, most of those coming in half number 2. Riley Dowers gets 7 points tonight. She finishes with 4 rebounds as well. Ava Martin freshman for the Falcons, finishes with 5 points, six boards. Big night for her. Jade Norris has 2 points. Ashton Steinbrenner with two as well. As a team, the Falcons shot 19 of 49. This evening they were 39% shooting from the floor. They were also 1 of 17 behind the three-point line. Big difference, though, from a free-throw perspective, 15 of 17, so 89% as a team from the free-throw line. Certainly want to carry that forward. That'll win you a lot of ball games if you can do that. As a team, they finished with 35 rebounds, and 16 of those were offensive, and 17 turnovers tonight for them. So really clean things up in half number two if you are a Falcon fan.
Thank you, Stephen. Great job as you always do. It's now time for three post-game awards. First, our player of the game, sponsored by Andrews Heating and Cooling in Clinton, goes to senior guard Kyrie Balding, 8 points, seven rebounds. We think at least eight steals, five assists, just an all-around dominant game for Kyrie. Congratulations. She is our player of the game, sponsored by Andrews Heating and Cooling. Your high-energy player of the game from Riverton Park, senior Mackenzie Sherman, leads all scorers tonight with 15 points. She's also the top rebounder in the ball game with eight. She closes out her senior year with an outstanding game. Congratulations. Mackenzie Sherman is your high-energy player of the game, sponsored by Park County REMC. And your spark plug player of the game, sponsored by Jackson Family Dealerships in Clinton, goes to freshman Ava Martin of North Vermillion. Steven mentioned 5.6 rebounds. Really was very active on the defensive end as well, deflecting passes, coming up with multiple steals. Probably as good as we've seen her play throughout the course of this season. Congratulations. Ava Martin is your spark plug player of the game, sponsored by Jackson Family of Dealerships. Well, Stephen, let's take a minute here. You take a look at this Riverton Park roster. Brittany App, Cameron Clapp, Grace Farr, Kirby Martin, Mackenzie Sherman, just an outstanding group of young ladies that have done a fantastic job of being a part of the Riverton Park community, the Riverton Park basketball program. They've always done the community and the school proud, and for you and I, it's been a pleasure covering these young ladies over the course of their careers the last 4 years. No, things didn't always go the way they wanted them to this year. The record really not an indication of the quality of people that these five young ladies are, so we wish them the best as they move on to bigger and better things. For North Vermillion, they advance to tomorrow's championship ball game against North Vermillion. Let's take a look at our Future X Industries scoreboard. Terre Haute South, Brownsburg, and Mooresville will play in the final. Brownsburg 63-31 over Terre Haute North. Mooresville 15 better than Avon. At Southmont, game one goes to Crawfordsville 61-53. Vincennes Lincoln, it will be Vincennes Lincoln and Princeton in the championship ball game. Lincoln 4 better than Washington. Princeton beats Southridge 32-25. Lafayette Central Catholic, Seeger advances 30-23 over Covington. Fountain Central loses to Clinton Prairie 64-20. At Cloverdale, just a score from game one, Western Boone one better than Monrovia, 51-50. At North Knox, Linton a nice win on the road against a very good North Knox ball club, 45-34. Northfield, Southwood 56, Frontier 27. Southern Wells, Danville 15 better than Anderson Prep Academy. Bloomfield, North Central 18 better than Clay City. Bloomfield beats White River Valley 60-44. At Northview, it'll be Owen Valley and Northview in the championship ball game. Owen Valley 67-32 over Edgewood, and at Northview beats South Vermillion 46-29 for that matchup. Also, Vincennes Reveille beats Bar Reeves 62-34. So a lot of good matchups tomorrow. Of course, we'll be back here to bring you the championship ball game that will be played, Battle of the Wabash River Conference teams, Attica and North Vermillion. And, you know, as Coach Switzer said, it was a game that the Falcons lost, one of their two losses during the regular season. The other loss came to Benton Central So it will be a ball game where the Falcons look not only to avenge that loss, but to advance in tournament play and have a date next Saturday up at Tipton High School.
Yeah, once we found that once you get past the sectional and you play some of those regional opponent schools that you're not really familiar with, ultimately anything can happen once you get there. It's exciting to see a new opponent, a fresh opponent, but really the quality of the teams that we will see, particularly you know, tomorrow night, either one of those teams has a great chance of going up to the regional and making a splash there. So it's going to be a great game. Cannot wait. Going to be exciting. I know it's going to be a great atmosphere here at North Vermillion as well.
Well, and I've got a lot of that different scenario stuff jotted down, but we'll save that for tomorrow night. That was the reason you probably got a couple scores that you're saying, what in the world is he doing given those type of scores? But we'll cover all that tomorrow night. So we're going to go ahead and wrap things up here. Game one goes to Attica, 61-17 over Faith Christian. Game two, North Vermillion 54, Riverton Park 28, our championship ball game tomorrow night. Tips off at 7:30. We'll come on air at about 7:10, 7:15. So we invite you to join us tomorrow night for that ball game here on 104.9 WXI. I'd like to thank Lee back in the studio for your work. Appreciate all of our sponsors and those of you tuned in tonight. One last time, Falcons win 54-28 over Riverton Park. We'll be back tomorrow night. Championship basketball, sectional 53 from North Vermillion on 104.9 WAXI.
Hi, this is Doug Weisheit from the Fountain Trust Company. Did you know you can save yourself a trip to the bank on busy days with the Fountain Trust Company's mobile app? Check account balances, make transfers, deposit checks, pay bills and more anywhere, anytime. Stop by one of our 15 convenient banking locations or visit us online at fountaintrust.com. The Fountain Trust Company, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
The Super Party Deals are waiting for you this week at your Hometown Proud IGA stores in Rockville and Clinton. Save on Tyson Anytizers or Boneless Chicken, Baby Back Ribs, Lay's Chips, Lean Ground Chuck, Kraft Cheeses, Sour Cream, DiGiorno Pizza, and a whole lot more can make super get-togethers, all from your local IGA.
We're Hometown Proud to be your hometown grocer, IGA.
In Park County, for quality, secure, local phone and internet service, the one and only choice is Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company. Growing every day, Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company offers fiber optic services to residents and businesses in Rockville, Bloomingdale, and the Coloma area, all backed by local tech support available at 498-1000. Find out more today. True local phone and internet providers. Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company, 765-498-1000.
Valley Pro Construction has been in business for more than 20 years. They specialize in custom tile showers, Haas kitchen cabinets, and granite countertops. Make sure you visit their new showroom in Clinton near the intersection of 163 and 63 across from Hardee's. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, or simply call 765-832-1187 to schedule an appointment or an estimate. Valley Pro Construction. Visit Valley Pro Construction online at valleyproconstruction.net for more products and information. See Valley Pro Construction.
Think high-speed internet isn't available where you live? Well, we have great news for you. At BJ's Electronics, we offer blazing fast Viasat internet with brand new plans starting as low as $50 a month for the first 3 months. Get Viasat's fastest speeds ever for your home. Call BJ's Electronics today at 800-772-2821. Get the internet speed you deserve today. Just call 800-772-2821. Terms and restrictions apply. See Viasat.com for details.
See your Chevrolet at Dale Warnix today. Make sure to give our country gents a call. Buy that car today. Drive your dream away. They'll satisfy your needs, one and all.
Dale Warnix Chevrolet is dedicated to making sure that area customers have an enjoyable experience. Make shopping for a new, pre-owned, or GM-certified used Chevy car, truck, or SUV fun. At Dale Warnix Chevrolet, Rockville, you'll find experienced, friendly, and professional staff ready to help.
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is built to a higher standard, so you can focus on the problems in your life that actually matter, like the drywall that somehow isn't. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard.
Andrews Heating and Air Conditioning is also built to a higher standard. With nearly 50 years of serving the Wabash Valley and bringing peace of mind into the Valley's indoor comfort needs. Contact Andrews Heating today and let them obsess over it so you don't. 765-832-9401.
Hi, this is Mike Shake, sales manager at Jackson Family of Dealerships. Well, we are proud of our local park and Vermillion County schools. Sponsoring high school sports and local radio is just one way for Jackson Family to give back and say thanks to those who have supported this local dealership for over 85 years now. Play your hardest and you will always be a winner. Jackson Family of Dealerships, 765-832-2411 or jacksoncars.com.
My name is Jeremy Montgomery.
I am the Energy Services Specialist at Park County RMC. We want to reach out to our members and inform you that we have recently expanded our Power Moves rebate program. We now rebate heat pump water heaters, mini split heating and cooling units, and variable speed pool pumps. For details, contact our office, or for additional energy efficiency tips and rebates, visit parkcountyremc.com.
You've been listening to the High School Basketball Postgame Show on 104.9 WAXI. Thanks for joining us. Stay tuned for more great high school basketball all season long right here on 104.9 WAXI, your home for exciting high school sports.